Good morning, everyone. Greetings to all of you again, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. What a joyful morning. It is always a joy to be present in the house of the Lord. And I am so honored to be back and to share the Word of God again this morning. Thank to all of you for your love and kindness and for accepting me and for your invitations. So today, as the week of we approach the communions, the chosen passage for the message today is Matthew 26, verse 26 through 29. Matthew 26, verse 26 through 29. Let us open our heart to this passage and reflect on it. The passage reads, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples. Say, take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. And at this event, Jesus was gathering with his disciples as he shared his last meal with them, also known as the Last Supper. And this event happening and took place in Jerusalem, in the upper room, during the Jewish Passover. It was happened to you during the Jewish Passover celebrations, which commemorates the Israelites' deliverance from slavery in Egypt. And in this time, Jesus knows that he is about to be crucified. And to us, if we were on a place that Jesus in, we might be afraid and had a lot of confusions. However, Jesus remained strong and faithful to his Father. Uses the familiar elements of bread and cup to represent his embedded sacrifice. Even though the disciples are eating with him, they are not fully aware of what is about to happen. Lacking understanding. So like you and I, even though we are believers and have our Bible, we is somehow still lack knowledge and understanding above our lives, what is about to happen or the future. However, we can find courage and trust in the Lord Jesus. He knows everything about our lives, what is about to happen, and the future. And he knows about this church, these congregations, and what the future holds. And there is nothing that we can be afraid of. We can have peace in him and in his care. We have to remember that he goes before us and has never forsaken us. And in verse 26, Jesus took bread. The bread represents his body, which he would soon offer as a sacrifice. Breaking the bread symbolized his body being broken for the sins. And then he invited his disciples to take and eat. These invitations speak to all of us today. He is offering his life to us that we may take and eat for the forgiveness of our sins. He did not give us condemnations, but sin does. Instead, Jesus gave us the bread of life so we may live. Before breaking bread, Jesus gave thanks to his Father. And this encouraged us to approach God with gratitude and thankfulness, recognizing his provisions through Jesus' sacrifice. So may each day of our lives reflect on God's love through his Son, Jesus Christ. May we live and be grateful to him in every moment of our life. The phrase, "Take and eat, this is my body." What does that say to you and me today? What are you hearing? Jesus offers this bread to us, filled with love and compassion. How do we respond to him? Just as a physical bread sustains the body, Christ, the bread of life, nourishes our spirits. Edith Brandt reminds us that our spiritual nourishment and life come from Him. And spiritually, eating the bread evolves, reading the Word, study it thoughtfully, meditating on it, praying, and accepting that He is our Lord who sacrificed His life for our transgressions. And Jesus shares bread with His disciples also symbolize fellowship and communion. Consider a family gather for a meal where a loaf of bread is placed at the center of the table and each family member takes a piece. Though each piece is distinct, it originates from the same loaf. This act symbolizes their shared relationship and unity as a family, embodying and tangible connections among them. Similarly, in the church community, the act of sharing one bread during communion represents the unity of believers. Although each person is unique, together we form one body in Christ. In verse 26, Jesus took a cup. The cup symbolized His impending suffering and the sacrifice of His blood. Poured out for many, this phrase indicates that Jesus' death is sacrificial and substitutionary, offered as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus' sacrifice provides the ultimate means for humanity's sins to be forgiven, fulfilling prophecy and establishing a path for reconciliation with God. Through His blood, believers are cleansed and offered new life. When Jesus say, "Drink for it, all of you," it reinforces that this new covenant is for everyone who choose to believe and follow Him. It breaks down barriers and invites all to partake in this transformative relationship with God. Our background does not define us in the love of Jesus. We are all accepted through His blood if we choose to believe in Him. The call to all of you serves as a reminder for the church to be a place of inclusivity and unity, surpasses differences, and cultivating a community rooted in love and mutual support. We, as believers, are called to accept the forgiveness Jesus provides and to live in the freedom and hope it brings. This also evolves extended forgiveness to others, as forgiving people are called to forgive. However, it's not always easy to forgive to some extent. We must rely on God's strength and invite Him into the process through prayer. Then try to remember God's forgiveness through the blood of Jesus on the cross. Even though we have wronged Him so much and disobeyed Him, we are reminded to live out the reality of the new covenant marked by a personal relationship with God, led by the Holy Spirit, and upheld by God's grace. It encourages us to remember, accept, and share the transformative power of Jesus' sacrifice in our lives and in communities. In verse 29, Jesus said to His disciples, "I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." By declaring that He will not drink from this fruit of the vine until He does so again in His Father's kingdom, Jesus expresses anticipation and assurance in the future fullness of God's kingdom. This statement points to a future celebration when God's eternal kingdom is fully realized. The verse also offers a promise of reunions and celebrations. Jesus assures His disciples that they will share in the future's banquets with Him. For the disciples, faced with the impending suffering and departure of Jesus, these words offered both consolations and hope. It reassured them that despite the trials to come, a joyful future awaits them in God's kingdom. For believers today, this verse provides the same comfort and hope, reminding us that the struggles and challenges of this life are temporary. The future's event awaited us, in that we will all be gathered in the presence of Christ, celebrating in a renewed creation and enjoying eternal fellowship with Him. We are encouraged to live with a sense of expectations and readiness for God's kingdom. It calls us to align our lives with its values, pursuing justice, peace, and righteousness, as we look forward to its full realization. We are encouraged to live in unity and love with one another, reflecting the inclusive and joyful fellowship that will define God's kingdom, God's eternal kingdom. As we come to the conclusions of our reflections on Matthew 26, verses 26 through 29, we are reminded of the profound depth of Jesus' love and the transformative power of his sacrifice. In this intimate moment, Jesus not only established a new covenant, but also gave us a lasting ordinance that continues to unite us across time and space. The bread and the cup are more than symbols. They are a tangible reminder of his unwavering commitment to our redemption. Every time we gather at the Lord's table, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. And Christ will come again. When we partake with gratitude, acknowledging the grace that covers our sins and renews our lives. As you live today, carry with you the hope and promise that Jesus declared at the table, a promise of his presence now and the anticipations of sharing anew in his Father's kingdom. Let the significance of the Lord's Supper inspire you to live a life marked by forgiveness, unity, and hope, reflecting the love and grace of Christ in your interactions with others. May we not forget the sacrifice he made and the glory that awaits. Let us allege our hearts with him, living as his disciples, nourished by his body and blood, until the day we feast with him in his eternal kingdom. Amen.